Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Roshan Pujari, CEO and founder at Stardust Power. The company trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol SDST. Thanks for joining us today there, Roshan.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Juan. Pleasure to be with you on Wall Street Analyzer.
Please start off there by providing a intro and overview here for some of our listeners that are new to the story.
I'm happy to. So at Stardust Power, we are developing one of, if not the largest lithium refineries in North America. Lithium, as many might know, is a critical mineral that is important for development of batteries. It's one of the key components that goes into any batteries. And it's become a real national security priority for the US to onshore processing of these critical materials as China dominates the supply chain. So as geopolitical tensions continue to increase, it's important that we process more of this stuff at home to build domestic resilient supply chains.
So yeah, can you bring us up to speed on some of the recent, news there and activity in the market?
Yeah, happy to. We've been quite busy at Stardust Power moving our project forward. Recently, we have announced that we have completed our major permitting process with our miner source air permit. So we are ready to construct and commission our facility, which is a huge milestone for us. Previously, we received our stormwater and construction permit. And then we received news from the regulator in Oklahoma that we did not need a water discharge permit because we're not creating water emissions. We are using zero liquid discharge technology, so we're not creating water emission. In fact, we're recycling our feedstock water, so we're not a drain on municipal water sources. And then recently, we received our miner source air permit. We don't create much air emissions because we're largely electric trains, leveraging a lot of sustainable power, so very limited air emissions. So, a huge milestone for us being ready for that. Also, recently, we've announced that we've completed our engineering with the culmination of our FEL-3 engineering study performed by Primero USA, a leading EPC in the sector. And then we also went one step beyond and had an independent EPC, which is Black & Veatch, another leading EPC, conduct an independent review of our engineering. And they were happy to, or we're happy to report that they verified our findings, our construction timeline, our ramp-up schedule, our CapEx and OpEx, verifying all the conclusions that we had in our FEL-3. But we weren't done there. We also were happy to announce last week that we hired Bruce Chacar as our general counsel. He's a very experienced general counsel in public markets and in the lithium sector. He was the executive vice president and chief legal officer of Piedmont Lithium for about 12 years. So he brings a wealth of experience in governance, public markets, as well as lithium to our team.
Great. Yeah, certainly a lot of activity there. And what are the main goals that, you're hoping to accomplish here over the course of, first half of the year?
Now, the next phase for us really is project finance. Now that we have moved our project to a shovel-ready position, we're working with strategic and institutional investors, including our lead financial advisor, MUFG, one of the largest banks in the world, to raise and deploy the capital for this critically important project. So working with strategic equity investors as well as debt financing providers. So that's what we're really focused on, so we can start the major construction phase.
Yeah, sure. And so what are the key trends that you're seeing, right now in the sector? And, what do you feel makes Stardust, Power, uniquely positioned to be able to capitalize?
So what we're seeing is that there is continued to be increasing demand for battery-grade lithium in the United States. We're seeing with energy storage systems, so the rise of AI and data centers really requires energy storage solutions to limit issues with the grid and provide reserve power. So that is just substantially increasing the demand for these products, including we also see EVs America continues to buy EVs, even with somewhat adjusted growth rates. China is selling more and more EVs, creating increased demands and drawing on the supplies of lithium. So battery grade lithium has never been more important for us. And it's really processing really is the choke point. So America is blessed with a lot of lithium raw material reserves, potentially the fourth largest in the world. And we have a lot of brine reserves in America, coupled with a vibrant oil and gas community that sometimes is producing these lithium-rich brines as a byproduct of their existing oil and gas production. But what the critical choke point is refining into battery-grade lithium. America does not create much battery-grade lithium. Currently, only 20,000 tons per annum, approximately, which is not enough to get the job done over the next 5, 10, 15 years. So at Stardust, what we're doing is building this really large, centrally located lithium refinery in Muskogee, Oklahoma. And we're optimizing this large central refinery for multiple sources of lithium chloride input derived from lithium brine. So we can aggregate supply and scale manufacturing up to 50,000 tons per annum, which is a lot, which would more than double what the US's existing output is of battery grade lithium. And so we see our project as a critical piece of building an independent supply chain. So upstream producers would have a place to send their materials and products outside of China. So we see ourselves as a linchpin for this. And lithium prices continue to improve. We've seen them almost quadruple since the summer, and really bullish on where lithium is going in the future.
Yeah, for sure. And perhaps you can, you know, talk about your background experience and, you know, some of the key management you didn't mention and, you know, how your interests are aligned with investors.
Yeah, happy to. So, you know, one thing I like to comment is as a point of differentiation for Stardust Power is the excellence of our management team. We have great technical expertise, such as Pablo Cortegoso, our co-founder and chief technical officer. Pablo is a leading voice in the lithium space, 12 years working at SRK. He's advised some of the largest lithium projects in the world. Our chief operating officer, Chris Solano, is the former CEO of an EPC and of a drilling company. So he has experience in building these large CapEx projects, as well in the extraction industry. Our senior project director, Randall Harris, has a background in construction, a real construction expert, and has been focused on lithium for a long time, previously at Primero when working on large lithium projects. Ken Pitts came over to lead our subcontracting and commercial. He was recently at NOAM in Saudi Arabia doing that massive infrastructure project. So we take that technical expertise and we couple it with strong financial expertise. My background is as an entrepreneur and investor. I founded a boutique investment company, Vicasa Capital. We've done, you know, billions in transactions. We've invested in multiple lithium assets. Carlos Urquega, our senior advisor, was the former, led the metals and mining project finance for BNP Paribas, one of the leading banks in that field. Uday Devaspar, our CFO, has 20 plus experience in finance and accounting. So we really provide both ends of experience for these capital intensive projects. So, you know, we really see this is a great time for investors. We've already made a lot of the hard choices, raising capital to put into engineering, to put into site acquisition. We own our site in Oklahoma outright with no debt. And we're engineered through FEED studies, culminating in our FEL3 with independent engineering. So now as we move to a shovel ready position, we're able to work with institutional investors to take on that project finance. And also for the benefit of investors and others, we are raising the project finance at the asset level, at the project level itself, or a majority so. So we won't have to risk major dilution events for our public market investors, aligning ourselves with investors. So we see a bright future as we raise and deploy this, as we construct our facility, and then look forward to commissioning it, which, you know, all of them are real inflection points for the company.
Before we conclude here, why do you believe that investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity at this point today?
Yeah, and just to be clear, I think we're trading around $4. I didn't check the market before the call on the NASDAQ. I think it's a great time for investors to reap the benefit of all of our hard work. You know, we had to do multiple financings over the past year plus to get us to this point. And we've been efficient with our capital, and now we're really ready to move to the construction phase, which we see as a possible substantial inflection point, creating value for shareholders. So, you know, we think it's a good time for investors to invest because the future is very bright.
Yeah, well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on the upcoming progress. And we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Roshan, and introduce our investor audience to Stardust Power. It was great having you on.
Well, as a listener of the show, I'm really happy to be on. So thanks for having me, Juan. It's a great program you have here.